Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Randy the Dakota Bachelor. And he said this briefly and I quote, "Hi Sane Man, can you cover women's reactions to men leaving their friend zone? If that's not interesting, I can come up with something else." Well Randy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. We take that term for granted, friend zone. But what's the history behind it? Can men put women in the friend zone? Why do men knowingly or unknowingly put themselves into it? Why do some women get upset when you leave their friend zone, while many don't really care? I've observed that sometimes pursuing a woman for a long period of time, she'll eventually give in to you and get together with you. Sometimes she won't. You don't know which way it's going to go. So you're taking in your mind a 50% chance that if you give her your time and attention and commitment, that she'll eventually reciprocate your emotions and notice you. But you don't know her intentions. I knew one woman that said she wanted me as just a friend. But when she saw how successful I'd become, she suddenly tried getting more. She saw how smart, influential, creative, and hardworking I was. And that's all it took. But before that, there was zero interest. But by then, she had shed much of her femininity, and therefore I was no longer attracted to the masculine-looking lady that she had become. I've heard stories from brides I've done photography for. For one, her husband chased her for a whole year before she decided to say, "Yes, I want to date you." If it were me, I would have just gotten frustrated in a week and stopped talking to her. Sometimes women test you to see if you're committed to them enough, or if you're obsessed enough with them before getting romantically involved with you. That's the reason so many men fall into the friend zone, because they don't know if she's going to give in at some point. After all, the PUA bros oftentimes say that sometimes when a woman says no, she might mean yes if you keep on trying and being persistent. Some women use the friend zone as a vetting process to see if a guy's worth it. And some women exploit men using the friend zone for their own benefit. Just like some women go out on a date with you for free food and have zero interest in you sexually. How do you know which one is just using you for the food or attention versus the one that's genuinely wanting a future with you? You don't. Randy, maybe the woman you told that you didn't want to be in her friend zone anymore was angry because she wanted you and she had wrecked her chance. That's highly doubtful from what you told me. But there's one, a 5% chance of that. You decided that you were done with her and you didn't want to wait to find out. As more women end up putting men into the friend zone over time, the greater the number of men out there won't put up with it anymore, and the supply of simps in theory should dry up. I think there's also a certain type of man that women target to put in the friend zone. The older and more naive men that started dating before the friend zoning of men became popular as it is today. Or the young guys that don't know what it is yet. But the manosphere has gone mainstream, and most young guys have heard about it now. Not to mention around 40% of young men don't even want a relationship anymore, let alone a friendship with a woman. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today, to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the friend zone is sometimes a gray region, but women don't usually tell you if it is or isn't. In Randy's case, the woman he was friend zoned by was in her 20s, and he was in his late 30s. Maybe she was upset at him because she didn't actually have a replacement patsy to be her next emotional tampon yet. Maybe she was frustrated because she wanted him, and now he was gone forever. Sometimes women put you in the friend zone to get rid of you, so you get the message, especially if you're a self-respecting male instead of a simp. But why do so many men stick around hoping to stick it in her? Basically, friendship means hope for men. It means he doesn't have to go out there and look for yet another woman. He already has one in his life, but now he feels like she just needs to seal the deal. His alternative is to go out into the world and start from zero. Feminists, of course, think that the friend zone has deep-seated roots in grape culture. Feminists like Amanda Marcotte argue that the concept of the friend zone is misogynistic. The idea that a kind act of friendship demands a sexual or romantic reward for being a nice guy is problematic for many of them. Plus, let's not forget that the friend zone can also go the other way. I've intentionally put myself in the friend zone before, so long as both myself and her are getting some benefit from it. Funny enough, the women I friend zoned, they would actually criticize the relationships that I was in at the time and try and get me to break up with the other woman, so they could presumably be with me. Feminists also argue that there is quite a bit of proof that the friend zone doesn't even exist. But I think it's an unspoken gray region. It exists and it doesn't exist at the same time. It's kind of like Schrodinger's cat. it's hard to pin down unless you come on to her. And then she says, I only see you as a friend. But even when that happened to me, sometimes later the woman changed her mind. I put many women into the friend zone without knowing it throughout my lifetime. Looking back, it was probably my subconscious punishing them for doing it to other guys. Because at that point, no woman had actually friend zoned me before. So I didn't even know that it existed. But the women couldn't come out and say anything about it that I had friend zoned them, because then that would have given the game away. Women are generally terrible at keeping your secrets as an individual male, but they're more than great at keeping the secrets of the female collective. Their feminine secrets are locked up tighter than my Bitcoin keys. But these days, more younger men know about the friend zone than ever. I looked for an article about the friend zone, and most were about women complaining that it was a male conspiracy theory. We've seen it in popular culture too. For example, in the film When Harry Met Sally, Harry said that a man can't be friends with a woman because he'll always see her in a sexual way. I totally disagree. I was fine being in the friend zone because I was getting actual friendship from it, or at least that's what I thought at the time. It's the women I'd go on a date with Tinder, and then a few dates later would probably try and friend zone me, that would oftentimes piss me off. The best thing you can do is get out of there if she used the false pretense of a relationship to friend zone you. In pop culture, in the show Friends, Ross is supposedly in the friend zone. Maybe that's why women love that show so much. In that show, their relationship began after months and months of him pining for her, while she didn't even have a clue about his feelings towards her. But that's hard to believe because usually women understand fully how emotionally connected a man is to them to begin with. Friends is very misleading if you're a guy watching it, thinking that you can start off being friends with a woman and watch it go further. The point I'm trying to make in this video is that women will never spill the beans about the friend zone. The best thing to do as a man if you want an actual female friend is to have one while you're in a relationship. This will make your girlfriend want you even more because she'll see that other women want you too. And women you friend zone will want you as well. So when your relationship ends, you can monkey branch in theory to the next woman if you choose. I found it weird that the women never complained to me when I hung out with their competitors as a friend. Ironically, I was completely oblivious that they were both trying to get and keep my attention. Feminists also say this, and I quote, the friend zone suggests that maintaining a friendship with someone after you've been rejected romantically is basically an insult. In reality, having a true friendship with someone is an honor. The fact that your love interest is kind enough to let you down in a friendly manner should make you feel pretty special, unquote. But that's just a load of horse crap. Yes, it's really special to be committed to a woman without being able to perform extra testicular activities on her. You sound like a real winner in life if you do that. I say make yourself a prize of a man, go monk mode, and have some female friends. You'll watch them be on their best behavior waiting for you to pick one of them because they'll generally be too chicken shit to ask you out themselves. They always wait for you to do it. That's the great thing about putting a woman in the friend zone. They never ask you out, so you don't have to tell them, I just see you as a friend. They don't like being on the opposite side of the rejection, and their egos are generally too fragile to handle it. It's like having a female bestie that's incredibly sexually frustrated, and the frustration is eating her up inside. Some of them eventually convince themselves that you're gay, and that's why you aren't falling for one of them. The crazy thing is that the more attractive and intelligent the women were, the more likely I was to put them in the friend zone. And I always wanted to be with damaged and flawed women, and to some extent, I still do. Perfection or getting as close as possible to it bores me. If I were ever to date again, the women would have to be creative and high in trait openness, an extreme introvert, intelligent, possibly autistic, prolific with their creative work as well as arts. On top of that, also damaged. And be an original thinker that marches to the beat of her own tampon drum. Someone that I could bounce ideas off of, and they would be excited about life just as much as I am. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Randy the Dakota Bachelor for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that every man should become a catch and put women into the friend zone, so they get a taste of their own period blood flavored medicine. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the feminists that think the friend zone is just a bunch of misogyny away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.